All right, rolling. So, Mark?
Yeah.
Today we have three guys.
Three of us.
And you have a topic, right?
Yeah, so there's that whole Stormy Daniels thing.
Oh, geez.
Oh, wow, okay. That's where we're going with this.
Yeah.
That's a big topic.
So I'm not sure I understand.
Actually, I don't know if it is a big topic.
What's wrong with the...
with him having an affair?
No, just paying to say, hey, I don't want you to be public about it. And if I pay you some money, then...
Well, that's the thing, right?
What's wrong with that?
Well, because that doesn't... The thing is, it implies guilt, right?
It implies guilt.
It doesn't mean guilt. It means that...
It's not even close to
you
it.
You want this whole thing not to go public because it's...
Well, and sometimes it's just more...
It's also cheaper.
It's an economic decision.
Yeah, it could be economic, or it could just be like...
But as far as guilt goes, it's like... If I just say, hey, I want this public because I'm going to run for office, and, you know, it's kind of handy not to be public. I don't feel bad about it. I don't feel guilty about it. I don't feel like it's a bad thing. And I don't know what his relationship, what the whole relationship with his wife is, but, you know, wife's on board with this. Everybody's on board, you know, so, but I don't want it in my campaign because, well, if it's in the campaign, then there are some voters who are going to not like it.
Fewer and fewer these days.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely doesn't look good, but I mean, if it...
They claim, all the GOP claims to have family values and dislike that type of stuff, but when it comes right down to it, they don't care.
Yeah, but you can't bank on that.
No, you can't.
Right.
So basically, it could be, you could do like a, it's called like what, like a settlement?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then with that can come an NDA, right?
Yep, that's exactly what it...
And if you get like a...
It's a gag order.
A gag order is by the court, I believe.
Yeah, you're
so
right,
you can't
right.
talk about this. An NDA is saying, between us, you can't talk about this.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you can most likely it's stipulated, I believe, like what the penalty they would attack you with
right.
if you did it. So that could be really intimidating. It doesn't mean that it's actually enforceable by the law. May not find, like, if you say... In fact, with Stormy Daniels, if I understand, it was $140,000 settlement, right?
Right.
And the lawyer said, if you break this agreement, then we're going to sue you for like $20 million or something like that.
Right.
And it was determined that that was, there's a specific legal term, it was unconscionable. You know, hear that phrase, unconscionable?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The amount?
Mm-hmm.
But that's what
that's
bails
actually
are.
Apparently like a legal phrase, actually, is unconscionable.
But bails are that.
But the thing is, these corporations... And rich people can use that as a way to control and intimidate people. Right?
Absolutely.
And so it's like, that's not really cool. Because the thing is, you're just an individual. You don't know that's not enforceable. And even if you...
Well, regardless, you're still going to have to fight a legal battle.
Exactly. Fight a legal battle. And what if it is enforceable?
Well, should it be, though? Should it be enforceable?
I don't know. That's a hard thing because...
Because if I came to somebody and said, look, we have this deal going on. I don't want you to talk about it. I'll give you some money to not talk about it.
But should it be?
And they go, okay, I'll take the money. And then later they go, oh, he gave me this money to not talk about it. Well, you basically admitted you had a verbal agreement that you weren't going to talk about it if you took the money, and you took the money, and now you're talking about it.
Yeah, it's a breach of contract.
But should it be?
So to me, it's a breach of contract.
But should it be legal to pay a victim to not expose? Well, I guess him having an affair is not illegal.
That's not. There's no victim in that situation.
No, but you can't. That's true. But let's say that you could use it. There are situations though where potentially it could have been a victim. Like, there was like harassment in the workplace,
sure, like child abuse, all that stuff.
Not even. Let's remove children from the equation, right? Let's say it's adults. It's all adults, but there was like abuse of some kind. Like there was harassment, mm-hmm. and it was a settlement.
It's harassment.
Harassment. But should it be legal to be able to pay someone not to expose your illegal behavior?
Why not?
And did you know that settlements, if you have an NDA and you have a settlement, the money you paid in the settlement is tax deductible. So should a sexual abuser, or let's say a sexual harasser, be able to get a tax deduction for paying someone to not expose their illegal behavior?
That's a good question, and I think that's a little bit deeper than.
Well, so some of them aren't.
That's
some of them
from
go to court.
Obviously.
So you bring the person to court, and then you go, look, let's settle this out of court. So you've already gone to the judge. Mm-hmm. The judge says, yeah, you have a case. I'll see your case. And then you say, you know what?
It's not worth all that.
The case, you know.
It's not criminal.
It's, well, even if it were criminal. I mean, not criminal. Yeah, it's not criminal. Well.
If it's criminal, then they're going to take, it's a different court, right?
Yeah, but there are people who
settle. There's criminal court and then there's civil court.
But there's a situation where it's like,
there are
cases
where you have somebody who, you have to prove that it's criminal, right? So you say, so-and-so raped me. And you go to the judge and he says, okay, it looks like you probably have a case there. And, you, and then the other person says, look, this is going to take, you know, these things typically take this long. They typically cost this amount of money. Your lawyer talks with theirs, and you know, they come up with, hey, you know what? We could just avoid this whole thing if we just pay.
And keep in mind, the settlement takes both sides to agree, right?
Right, and so they both agree.
Yeah, they both agree that, you know what? I don't want to pay the legal fees. I don't want this to be all public. The other person says, you know what? Maybe you did do this thing, but honestly, $120,000 feels like a pretty good, I'm sorry, to me. You know what I mean? They could say, I'm okay with that.
Right.
Yeah.
And so then what is the scenario where like... That,
that, is that bad?
Well, I think that if you don't make it tax deductible, that kind of removes a certain like government sanctioned incentivization. You know what I mean? I don't think that someone should be incentivized to pay a settlement. That's what I think.
Well, they're already incentivized,
right?
But let's say like they're falsely accused and they do a settlement. It's like, oh, then it's like, well, then good thing they did tax deduction. But it's like, I don't know, man. I don't think there should be tax deduction.
You know, do you know why there's the tax deduction?
Why?
Because it's cheaper for the government, too.
To, for them to do that. So there's that incentive there to like not go through the whole legal system. That makes,
exactly.
I guess that's not something I considered. But you have a situation. There's a whole different, this is kind of going in a different turn than Stormy Daniels, but there are situations where someone is coerced into signing an NDA, right?
Yeah.
Like they're getting laid
settling.
Off.
Settling.
Right.
No, let's say they're getting laid off or settling, but let's say you're getting laid off and they say, either you sign this or you're not getting your severance pay.
Yes.
And so, then and let's say they make it very draconian, right? They're like, this means you can't even work anywhere, you can't say a single thing. that's what happened. Have you heard, what's this? If you heard of the movie The Insider with Russell Crowe, he worked for like the tobacco industry, and he gets laid off because he wouldn't lie about like the effects of tobacco, and they make him sign this intense, and this is all based on a true story, this intense NDA that basically like prohibits him from doing anything, and his daughter has like life-threatening asthma, and they say, if you, as long as you shut up and not tell the truth that's in the public's best interest, your daughter will continue to get health insurance. You'll continue to get your severance pay. You know what I mean? That's like, that's unconscionable, right? to use that. And so it's like, at what point can someone say, you
but
know
is
what?
It really though?
This company's doing
morally,
something illegal.
It's morally wrong. But if he agrees to it, he's making a choice, right?
He's not agreeing to it. He, if you think about it, he has no choice. His daughter... I guess unless he wants to completely go bankrupt with medical bills. I mean, he has a choice, but he's certainly coerced into, like, doing what they say. You know what I mean? Like,
there's coercion like mad.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that it's... I don't know that that would be... should be seen as illegal.
I don't know, man. They're saying, we lied under deposit, under oath about the effects of us and seven tobacco companies.
Then that's different.
And you better not... You can't reveal any of this. You work for us... You can't say anything about your time to anybody, even the press or even...
We're talking about a movie where things have been altered, right?
But so, no, but this is so, actually... I heard an interview with the actual guy and like...
Which
this is
you
actually
mean the guy
pretty,
that...
The whistleblower. The whistleblower.
Right, but the whistleblower is saying they acknowledged that this is bad for people, but... Did they really acknowledge that, or is it, you know what, I can see that you might be able to prove that it's bad for people and that we may know something about it, but we don't.
That's something they're saying internally in meetings, like, hey, there's some evidence, but...
There's some evidence, we're not sure.
And the public, they're saying, oh, it's not bad for you.
And then in the movie, they're saying, in the meeting, they all discussed, yeah, this is bad for people, but we still want the money, you know?
Yeah.
It's like...
But they're, like, threatening him. Like, they find out he's, like, talking to people.
Yeah.
Like, 60 minutes. And then, like, they put, like, a bullet in his mailbox, and they're, like, harassing him and, like, having people follow him and, like, saying stuff like calling him in and having to sign an even more intense NDA to keep his benefits even after this, even after he's not working for him anymore. And they're like, and this is all true.
Well,
and they're like, well, no, as far as these NDAs, it is true, right? That he signed these two different ones.
Yeah, if he signed
and
two.
And they said, like, we wouldn't, you know, and this is all based on, like, you know, him, he, I guess, he, what he says, they said, but they said, like, if you want your kid, the basically threatening is kid's safety.
Does he have proof that they put a bullet in his mailbox?
I think, you know, it's like in a police report, but I mean, you could say that he did it himself. You could, you know.
True, good point. But those are illegal activities, right?
Yeah, exactly, but they're hiding
my
behind
point
the
is,
NDA, though, because if he says anything, then, like, they're going to go after him for everything and take away these benefits. And so it's like, he's in a really hard spot, you know?
He is. But he still has a choice. Right? Is he coerced into it?
Exactly. There is a choice. You could say, and ultimately he said, I'll be interviewed. This isn't cool. I don't like what's happening. I'm going to expose these people. And he made that choice. It ruined his marriage and, like, cut all his problems, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because his wife's like, it's our children. You'd rather, like, expose them than keep us safe. You know, that's how she saw it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, it's a movie.
Well.
And also, but it's funny because I heard this interview, I think it was on Planet Money, of this guy, you know, that's the podcast. And then then they were talking about the movie, and they showed some scenes, so I went and watched it last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really good movie, The Insider.
Yeah.
If you like seeing people, like, go through hell and then, like, come through. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah. And then you see him, like, eventually, like, kind of come through, but ultimately, like, his life isn't the same, you know? Like, have you ever seen that movie, 17 Years a Slave or 12 Years a Slave?
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen it.
But
you remember the old, was it called Rainmaker? The old John Grisham?
I have seen it. I'm trying to remember it, though.
Was it Matt Damon that was in that, I think?
Anyway, it was... Isn't that with, like, cancer or something?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
So it went after insurance companies.
Mm-hmm.
Similar.
I like those kind of movies a lot. But, like, when the 12 Years a Slave, he eventually gets his freedom, but then his wife's remarried, and it's like, you think it's going to be this glorious, like, reuniting, but it's like... No, it's still pretty sad.
No, she moved on.
Yeah, and, like, there's not really, like, a happy ending. It's happier, I guess, but...
More about that guy.
That's, I guess, so realistic to slavery, though.
Or that guy that was in that, like, on that UPS flight and crashed into an island.
Castaway?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that a true story?
No, but
it
ends
totally
up...
Was.
But he ends up... They imply hooks up with the lady that... With the one package he didn't open.
Right, but...
It's a happy ending.
But his wife was... I mean,
his fiance
was married.
Had to move on, right? Because it was, like, supposed to be, like, 5 years or something.
Yeah. You can't blame her.
I love that movie. In fact, I've watched all... I have, like, the
Wilson?
Special... Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Wilson. They have all this, like, special features on the DVD, you know, like, making of and...
Uh-huh.
Like, because it depicts him being on this island for 5 years. But really, I think it was, like, a year that he, like, basically starved himself and grew out his beard. And so it wasn't like he, you know... But they filmed the first part, obviously, and then he basically, like... goes through this transformation over a year and they finish the movie. That's a lot of dedication.
That would be the hardest part for me.
There's a lot of money in it.
I mean,
losing
look,
weight.
Yeah, not eating. I mean, as we hear, eating our Taco Bell.
Yeah, so back to Stormy Daniels. Though.
Yeah, so what was the original question?
First one was, what's wrong? Is there anything wrong with paying somebody to not talk about something?
No.
And then the
yeah,
other is,
be.
if you did that and they acknowledge, I mean, she basically in public says, yeah, he paid me not to talk about this. Isn't that a contract that you could go after him for a breach of contract?
So, but her argument was Trump's lawyer spoke about it. And
she's saying
about the settlement. And him talking about it at all implied that he violated the NDA.
What did
so
he talk about?
I can't remember.
Yeah,
I think somebody found out about it, and so he defended it.
No.
I think once something becomes public knowledge to
a certain
degree...
Yeah, so that's his mistake, not
it can't
mistake.
Be...
Yeah, agreed. But regardless, that opened the door for her to talk about it, according to her lawyers.
Apparently, if some gun becomes a certainly well-known public knowledge, then like it's not can't be subject to NDA. The company,
yeah.
Like let's say now these days, a tobacco company couldn't say you can never talk about the harmful nature of tobacco because that's like now you know common
Everybody
knowledge.
Everybody knows that, yeah.
And so they couldn't say you can't talk about
Everybody
it.
Everybody kind of knew that before too.
Yeah, I guess. But you know what I mean? Like I'm pretty sure that's not like something. And I mean, it wouldn't even be that effective.
Well,
but they couldn't do that, you know.
Yeah, so the original of, on that one, I don't remember how the movie goes, but they're probably saying, you know, here's a meeting. They're all saying, yeah, we know it's bad, but we want to keep doing it, so you can't talk about it, versus, well, we don't know yet if it's good or bad.
Well, he also,
so don't talk about it being bad, because we don't know for sure.
Yeah,
right?
And that guy, obviously, this wasn't a documentary.
Well, even if it was a documentary, everybody's
yeah,
doing
true.
Everything by memory, right?
Or
so we create our memories.
Trying to push us
on the spot.
Spin or whatever. But
right, but we create our memories on the spot. You know, you have a young couple. You have a guy that goes to a party. He gets a little drunk. A girl comes on to him, and you know, and then later when he's thinking about it, you know, did she come on to him or did he come on to her? You know, everything gets distorted. You know, every time he thinks about it. And I think the same thing can happen here. You know, every time this guy thinks about it, he's like, you know, they made me sign this thing, and we had a meeting, and we were discussing it, and yeah, everybody acknowledged that it was bad for him. They're like, well, did they acknowledge that, or did they say, we don't know, so we can't, I don't want anybody that works for us to say that it is bad for you, because we don't know.
Yeah.
Right? And but as you review your memories, you're going to say, you know, I'm angry about this thing. Your brain is just automatically gonna.
And you always
to change the story.
And it's always changed in favor of making you look better.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Like when I was a kid, I never disobeyed my parents.
That's right.
According to my memory.
That's right.
Maybe you misunderstood, right? But it's like I never intentionally disobeyed.
I was always a good kid.
Mm-hmm.
The greatest thing that happened to me when I was a teenager, I had this really strict curfew, right? Even on the weekends, I had to be home by, I think it was like, I guess for me, it seemed strict, like 11 or something like that, maybe 11:30.
Wow.
I guess it's not that crazy, but it seemed, everyone else I hung out with could keep partying and I had to go home, right? But like, I was running late, and like, if I was late, then there was like consequences, right? So we're driving home, and my...
Like you go sleep with the fishes.
My friend, yeah, exactly. My friend is gonna like, there's like a, basically a yellow to turn left right before I get to my house. It's a light. It turns yellow. He decides to gun it and then he changes his mind and hits the brakes. And then there's like the little median. He hits it with his tire and it like pops the tire.
Mm-hmm.
And I was gonna be late, but then I had the perfect story like,
We
got a flat tire.
Nice.
And I'm like, yeah. But of course, that like justified in my mind, you know, because it was true. It may be more late, you know, but
right.
I was going to be late anyways.
Right, but now your story,
yeah,
and you could easily, I mean, you're telling it the way
it actually happened.
It may have actually happened.
But I could totally
tell the
story differently.
You could tell it differently and then at some point believe the story that you're telling,
mm-hmm.
right? And say, yeah, I wasn't going to be late, but
I was going to get close, but I was going
to
be on time.
And it depends on who you're talking to, right? You're talking to your kid and you're trying to, you know, say...
That's the biggest thing is it depends on who you're talking to and how you want to convey your story, right?
And you know what? In reality, maybe I was going to be on time, but my memory is that, like, I was guaranteed to be late. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, because how, you know, depending on who you're talking to, how cool is the story of we were going to be on time and then we had a flat tire and then I was late? You know, like, that's not cool.
That's boring.
That is
boring. It is cool if you were going to be late anyway. And this saved you from being punished, you know?
Yeah. In fact, it's funny because then I was like, then I went to stay the night at my buddy's house. And not only did they not get in trouble, they're like, sure, you can stay the night at his house. So I got to, like, keep hanging out.
Yeah.
Nice. At the party, right? Not at your buddy's house? You guys went back to the party,
no,
right?
No, well, there was no party. It was like a church dance, you know what I mean?
Oh, geez.
We're driving home from a church dance. But most people go to like Denny's afterwards, and I always had to go home. You know what I mean? It's like, so
yeah.
It's just like, this stinks. Even when I went to prom, I had to leave prom early to get home on time.
Wow, that's pretty hardcore.
I know, right? It seems like probably the one exception, right?
I don't think I ever, I don't remember having a curfew.
My curfew was always, well, what time are you going to be home? They let me set the curfew.
Right.
And because they gave that responsibility to me, I would set a reasonable curfew for myself. Because
you took it like
and you,
to
and you
except
took,
on prom.
You said, and you
I'll be home
mom,
by 5
my
by
mom asked me. My mom asked me, when are you going to be home? I said, I don't know. She's like, okay, be safe. I got home at 4:30 in the morning.
That's quite different from my experience.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, that's 20 minutes.
Cool.
All right. So do we have a conclusion then?
I don't know.
Well, so it's okay. It's okay,
it's okay to do that. Settlements are fine.
And I would say settlements are fine for any case.
Well,
you do have people who
agreed.
Say, well, in certain cases where you have abuse or whatever, it's like, you know, they should have to go to court. And I was like, well, you're talking about a lot of time and money.
Yeah.
For everybody.
And somebody's got, and the other side may have more resources. And so they're just saying, hey, I'll let you get out of this. You know, it helps me, helps you, like to get out of it early.
Because, yeah, that's true. So I see what you're saying. And it seems like that serves a purpose.
Right.
And yeah, with anything, it can have negative and positive consequences.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but so it gives people more of a freedom to like choose how they want to handle.
Right, so you have to decide: do I want this to? Do I want a judgment on this case?
Yeah.
Or do I just want something that helps me feel better, and the money helps me feel better? Or no, that's not going
to
help me feel better.
Yeah,
so I want to
go
full
prison. Or
I need
something.
To go. Mm-hmm. I need to go the whole thing. And
yeah,
maybe I'm going to have to go get a GoFundMe page and all
the
this
only,
other stuff.
The only questionable thing is if it is child abuse and the parents are making that decision for the child.
Right.
Mm. Yes.
And then it becomes questionable because we've seen that child abuse can have long-lasting effects for kids.
Yeah.
It's hard because they're not necessarily ready to make that choice, but then, like, someone really... How does someone make that for them?
Yeah, exactly. I would not want to be in that situation, right?
No.
Anyway.
On that note...
Yeah, that was exciting.
Until next time.